listening to Sam in the Morning, only on LA Talk Radio.
Whoops. Good morning. Welcome to the show. This thing, I made it, and it kind of cuts off in the middle. I don't know what the hell I did, but we need to fix it for next time. Welcome to the show. Today is Tuesday, April 2nd, 2024, and we always have to remind of the year because sometimes we forget. Some people are not quite on this planet sometimes, so I find that I need to remind them. The laugh you're hearing is a very special guest. Her name is Leah. Welcome to the show, Leah.
Thank you.
Leah is an old friend, and I've missed her, and I invited her to the show. So we're going to shoot the breeze this morning, and for the sake of all times.
For the sake of all time, Sam.
Yeah. How you doing, Leah?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. So just a little bit about you. We're not going to get too personal because we already talked about half an hour about our lives and everything.
Love, we got that out of the way. Not on air.
But so remind me, where were you born and where did you grow up?
Birmingham, Alabama.
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 Wow.
Mm-hmm.
What was that like?
It was awesome. There were plenty of times I get back in my brain and think about the 17-year-old girl who was riding horses and where she is now. You know what I mean?
Were you growing in the 80s?
Was that, I was born in 86, so I was a 90s
baby. 90s
baby,
okay.
Oh, yeah. It was a good time to be alive.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
true.
It was right before everything really went down.
So Alabama became a little more modern, let's say, at that time, right?
Well, you know, Alabama is still very a conservative state. But I will tell you, they're the nicest people in the world.
Really?
Really. Oh, I mean, well, you know, anybody could walk up to you and tell them you're having a problem, and they'll help you solve it. There's not a lot of homeless down there.
Oh, really?
For the reason that we have a lot of churches, we have a lot of people who are helping.
Oh, people help it out and
completely,
everything. Yeah.
Completely.
It's not L.A. I mean, L.A., nobody gives a shit about anybody, you know? We have so many homeless here. I think 50% of the homeless in the country are here in L.A. That's what I read.
It's true. It's absolutely true. And I think, you know, a lot of it has to do with the weather.
Yeah, I think it does.
Because no one wants to be in Alabama when it's like thunderstorming and hurricaning and all that. So we do have that.
For the same reason that other people come here, the homeless come here too, for the weather.
Yeah, I came here as a homeless person for the weather. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, you can't beat the weather.
Real quick.
No, I know. Sometimes when I think of moving, I'm thinking, you know, everything in the country is either too cold or too hot and humid, you know. There's nothing in the middle except California.
There's nothing in the middle but California.
So you can't beat the weather here, man. I mean, today we have like, what, 70-something degrees.
I was laying out
last perfect.
Week.
Perfect.
You know,
really?
I was in the sun. Yeah, with my sons. We had the best time. You know what I mean? And it was like, I know back home right now, and there's one thing too, we have a lot of pollen back there. And so there's just like yellow sheets of pollen everywhere.
Really?
It's exhausting.
Yeah.
It's the worst.
And makes you allergic to
everything.
To everything.
Huh? Everything outside.
Yeah.
You know, jeez.
I know. And I like being outside, you know, so it's important to live in California for me. You know?
I agree with you.
I
mean,
know
I'll
what
take
I would
this
do.
Taxon mm-hmm. over, you know, and people will be like, oh, why do you live in California? Why do you live in California? Because it's not where you live. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's like, listen, I found a really, you know, nice pocket of, a nice little conservative pocket that I live in. Cause I mean, look, I can't deviate from it.
Yeah.
I can't. So
yeah,
I did find a nice little pocket to raise my children and live a cute little life. So I'm happy here.
That's
I love
cool.
it here.
How long have you been here in California?
10 years this past year.
Oh yeah. Already?
10 years.
Wow.
I've been doing radio here for all 10 of them.
Yeah. You've been flying.
I have. Certainly.
It's funny. I remember we met when you were a guest on one of our shows. Mm-hmm. And that was a long time ago. So we've been friends for a while.
Ten
you know,
years now.
10 years.
10 years now.
Is that possible?
That's possible.
So since 2014.
2014.
Wow.
Wow. I know it.
So that was a little after you moved here, huh?
Yeah, right after I moved here. Wow. Another person from one of your shows contacted me because remember the guest host. Her at the time I was single. The guest host. I guess her boyfriend or the guy that she liked was like commenting on some of my stuff.
Okay.
And so they brought me on to have me on as a guest to like talk about it.
I see.
I didn't know that.
Like on social media.
Yeah. I didn't know that. I didn't know that was what I was there for. However, when I got there, the girl didn't show up at all. You know, you know what I'm talking about. You know exactly what I'm talking about. She didn't show up and I took her job and I became the co-host of that show. He was like, I like you better. I was like, hell, it seems like that guy does too. You know what I mean? So I was like, y'all had a problem with that one.
Yeah.
So that's how we met. And then I came on your show right after.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then that was it.
And then you were always a guest and always welcome, became a friend of the station.
I came a friend of yours.
Cool.
I came to your wedding and everything. Yeah.
I know. And then we didn't see each other for a while. I mean, we kept in touch and everything.
Of course.
But then you came to my wedding
mm-hmm.
3 years ago.
That's
and
gorgeous.
That was nice. You
it
know,
was gorgeous.
It was nice. Everybody, like, everybody noticed you. You know, everybody's like, who's that beauty? You know, no,
stop.
Really. Because you're more beautiful than everybody else.
No,
you know?
No, stop. Thank you
and
so much. Appreciate it.
So, so everybody was asking. I said, well, that's a good friend, Leah, you know.
Oh, thank you. I know. I wish we could have stayed longer. We had something else we had to go do. And then I think it was like kind of last minute you said,
yeah,
come in. And so we came in, but it was gorgeous. I don't know whose house that was,
thank
but it was
you.
Gorgeous.
It was a nice house, right?
So
it's a good
beautiful.
Friend of ours.
The backyard
yeah.
is insane.
Yeah, yeah,
I, was like,
I know.
Oh, my God. Like,
I
it's
know,
like
it was
a tropical
a big,
oasis.
Yeah, I know. Like a big backyard and mm-hmm. everything, you know.
It was good to see you do that, though. Because I know y'all hadn't had a wedding the first time.
Some
so
people have so much
it.
Fucking money, man. I wish I wasn't that that deep, you know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, this town has a lot of fucking money.
I'm going to tell you what, it does. That's why I'm here. Again,
yeah,
you know,
right?
people be like, why are you in California? Well, I'm where the money is. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know where you're at, but I'm where the money is. Or at least one of the places in the States where the money is.
Yeah, yeah. You don't have the personality to stay in Alabama. You'd be wasted there, you know?
Listen, from day one, I was not cut out for Alabama.
No.
You know what I mean? I was and I wasn't because I was very Southern. I had horses, loved riding, can run a trot line, like no problem. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
But at the same time, it just was so small and it felt incestual. People would go to the same colleges, marry the same damn people, and then they would have kids and their kids would do the same damn thing.
Really?
And
even Birmingham felt small?
Yeah, Birmingham was a great city. Don't get me wrong. You know what I mean? The food is great. The people are great. The schools are great. There's a lot of beautiful things about it. But the one thing is it's just that small town situation.
I see.
And it's like, I don't want to be a big fish in a small town.
Yeah.
I want to go to a big town and be a big fish.
Yeah.
And here we are.
Yeah. There we go. Do you have any siblings?
I do have an older sister.
Oh, okay,
mm-hmm.
cool.
Yeah, I do have an older
Where
sister.
Where does she live now?
Alabama.
Really?
Alabama.
Are you guys in touch?
All the time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Cool.
It's my big sister.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's an attorney. We couldn't be any different, but, you know, we have such a good respect for one another.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, an attorney, huh?
She is. She's an attorney.
Wow.
She's like 5'2".
Really?
And just like a bulldog. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
so she has
so
the personality,
tough. Oh, man. She's the firstborn. You know what I mean? It's like the heir and the spare. I have the spare personality. You know what I mean? Like, I know I'm disposable and I'm comfortable with it.
Yeah.
I like it a lot better over here. I can make mistakes.
Yeah, for sure, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what have you been up to? I mean, you told me you went to work out at 4 o'clock in the morning.
I do.
I mean, that's dedication, you know?
I do.
So is that the time you get up? So you must get up at 3:30 or 3.
I get up at 4. I get coffee. I do like a quick meditation. You know what I mean? Like a few minutes of breathing. And then
do you work out at home or do you go to a gym?
I have a home gym.
Oh, okay. Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
So there
so I
you
do
go.
Everything at home.
So you don't have to go far.
No. If I had to go far, I wouldn't go.
Yeah, that's
you
right.
Know, if I had
right?
to socialize with people, I wouldn't go. And it's not because I don't like people, but because like when I'm working out, I'm focused and I don't want to wait on someone. I don't want to wait
on
weights.
Exactly. Or people picking you up and hitting on you and shit, you know?
Well, I mean, you know, I'm a pretty like, when I go in the gym, like I'm a very headphones on, head down kind of person. So I don't really get like talked to.
Don't bother you.
No, I think I kind of come off as somebody that you can't talk to, which is fine with me. Like I have
yeah,
a very
exactly.
like, a lot of girls want to be a Disney princess. I wanted to be the witch growing up. Like
yeah.
she was in, the, you know, her house by herself. No one messed with her until they messed with her. You know,
yeah.
they always needed something from her. But
right.
yeah, I mean.
Yet you're a very social person.
I'm like a popular loner. You
right.
know what I mean? Like
yeah.
I know a lot of people, but I'm very much to myself. You know,
yeah.
and I think even in our friendship, it's very evident. Like not that I always am there. I always care. I always check in.
Right.
But I have 4 kids.
Right.
I'm a mom of 4. You know
yeah.
what I mean? So their schedules
that
tend to eat up a
busy.
Lot. A bit.
Fuck.
You know? A bit.
How
Jesus.
Do you manage that, man? That's like managing a basketball team or something. You know, you almost have one there.
I got 4 good ones for sure.
Yeah.
I do. I do have 4 really good kids. And then I raise them very Southern. You know what I mean? And I'm also Italian. And I'm not just Italian. I'm Sicilian. So it's like, I'm the kind of mother where I'm like, let me tell you something. You know what I mean? And like when I start with that, my kids will back off.
Yeah, right.
They know. You know what I mean? So it's like, I have them to a place where they really respect me and they tell me everything.
That's
so I'm
cool.
lucky. So it's like, I have that. Then I told you, I hired an assistant.
Yeah.
Who is, he lives there. He's my live-in.
Oh,
so,
okay.
he's the best thing that ever happened to me.
Really?
You know what I mean? Oh my God. He's soulmates happen in your life with friends, with children, with everything. And this person I know I will have in my life the rest of my life.
Wow.
He's like my brother.
Cool.
You know what I mean? Absolutely.
And that's unusual because usually women will get other women to be assistance mm-hmm. with the kids and stuff.
I mean, basically.
But he's good with kids.
Yeah. I mean, he's like I told you, he's like Olaf. He's just like, if you've seen Frozen, you know who Olaf is. His personality is just huge. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And my children are obsessed with him. He's perfect with the young boys. You know, he's got so much energy.
Yeah.
Can run around with him a lot. And then with the girls, he's my bridge. You know what I mean? Like the things that they don't want to tell me, they tell him.
Yeah.
And then he tells me. So it works out well. It's a great arrangement.
Wow. Very cool.
That's how I manage it. I manage it with extra help.
Yeah. And so in order to get up in the morning, you told me you go to bed pretty early, like at 8:30 or something.
8:39. I mean, sometimes we'll pass out at like 11 if there's just like a really good something or another on.
Right.
But normally
you need 7 hours at least, right?
Listen, I need more than seven sometimes. Yeah, you know what I mean? I'm a sleepy girl.
Yeah, I know.
I'm a sleepy girl. I do because I get up and I work out and I exhaust myself.
Right.
And then I'm like, damn, the day's over for me.
Yeah.
Like, I just burn out my energy.
But you get up, it's still dark outside, right?
Yeah.
Isn't it hard to get up at that time?
I prefer it.
Yeah. I know, I love early morning, but that's kind of too early.
Well, here's the thing. I got kids that are getting up between 5:30 and 6.
Right.
So it's like I got a little bit of time. And I like to get up on my own accord. I don't want to get up and hear like a kid waking me up. I love my children, right, but at the same time, it jars me out of sleep. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm having a heart attack. You know what I mean? Like, what is it? And I just want to get in bed.
So that's a good way to have your own time and stuff.
Yeah, it
time
takes back yourself. That power, and you wake up and then you're in a better mood when they get up and you feel like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
It's just a way to structure
the
day.
No, it makes sense. You know, mm-hmm. It makes a lot of sense. I probably would have done the same thing. But I go to sleep, around midnight or so?
Wow.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
So then I sleep till 9 because I don't have to get up early, you know. So I get like 9 hours of sleep.
Do you go to bed at the same time, or do y'all like go to bed at different times?
No, we go to bed at the same time.
Oh, okay, cute.
Always,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, if one of us goes to sleep a little earlier, then we go to sleep a little earlier, you know.
Yeah.
But
that's me. I'm the sleep earlier person.
Yeah.
You can catch me, I'll be out.
Yeah. But we're not. I mean, sometimes we're tired. We look at the clock. We go, oh, it's only 10 o'clock. Well, maybe we should stay up a little longer, you know?
Yeah.
We start watching a movie or something.
Yeah. I mean, we're guilty. The last night we stayed up pretty late because he made dinner for me, which was amazing. Mm-hmm. He's like the best cook.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, my God. Yeah. I mean, if there weren't a million reasons to be with him, that's definitely one of the top ones. Yeah. You know what I mean? He can make a steak perfect.
Yeah.
Wow. But we stayed up later last night, and I remember this morning, I was like, oh, my God. You know what I mean? I felt like I had just gone through something else. I was like, you know, I was exhausted. So, I rarely do it, but I do.
Yeah. Do you have time to watch movies and shit like that?
I make time to make time. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes it's always like, you know, because it's that, it's work, it's kids, it's soccer, it's dinner. And then, you know, it's usually like the nighttime I'll sit down and, you know, catch up on something. But I don't have a ton of time to dedicate to it.
Yeah, you don't have a lot of time.
No, not right now.
Yeah.
I mean, during the pandemic, I knew everything about everything. You know what I mean? Like, I had seen everything at that point. So I feel like I was pretty caught up. I'm good.
We had way too much time during the pandemic.
I mean, we did, but I had the kids at home.
Yeah.
And I was still, like, I had a young baby then, so.
Yeah.
Ugh, it was crazy.
I know.
It was nuts.
I fucking hated it, man. It was such a, life stopper, you know?
Oh,
it's like everything changed, you know, and I remember, especially in the beginning, I was still working till like 8 or 9 o'clock, you know, before people stopped coming in and sitting in the same room together.
Mm-hmm.
So I would drive back home and there were no cars on the freeway.
Yeah.
It was like
that part
empty,
I miss,
you know?
For sure.
Yeah.
I miss that for sure.
So, but it was depressing. It was really depressing, you know. And remember, we didn't know how long it was going to last, you know. That was the biggest problem, is that you're stuck in the shit and you don't know when it's going to be over.
Well, you know, for me, I think it was bad.
Yeah.
The COVID was bad. I feel like we're worse off now.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like,
that's true.
I'm
we do
sure.
have a lot more shit.
Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? The economy was good then. Like, we had a couple things going for us. You know, obviously that was a situation that helped to undermine that. But at the same time, I have a hard time deciphering which was worse, is worse. You know what I mean? So
I know.
It's been a downhill since then.
Yeah. There's so much shit going on right now. You know, like what worries me a lot is AI, you know?
It seems to worry Elon Musk a lot too. And I feel like Elon Musk knows a decent amount about
it. And not only that, but the guy that actually developed a lot of it at Google quit his job to let people know about how dangerous it is. And he says, sometimes I wish I had done what I did.
It's like an Einstein moment.
Right.
Yeah,
you know,
E equals MC squared. It was really interesting until you realize it was an atomic bomb.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean?
You know?
Yeah.
So, like yesterday, for example, I was reading an article in the paper. Yeah, I still read the paper. Some people don't.
Like a
newspaper. I love it. I love holding the newspaper.
I actually talked about this recently. I was like, you know, it's so funny. People talk about having their heads down with cell phones, but I remember my dad's face being buried in a paper.
Paper, right.
That's no different. You know what I mean? One of them's digital, one of them's not. So it's just like.
But it was an old day like we do with the phone, you know?
Yeah. But I remember I was telling somebody recently, I was like, remember we used to read the paper and used to hold it and like you'd have your coffee or something and it would like smudge the side of it and you get like newspaper print all over you.
Yeah,
and stuff.
Exactly.
I was talking about that recently.
Yeah.
Because I haven't seen papers being delivered in forever.
Yeah.
No, I do. I'm
going to take advantage of it until it's gone, you know?
I don't blame you.
And I get magazines that are printed, books.
My grandmother used to open it and go straight to the obituaries.
I mean, I like smell the paper. That's how much I love it, you know?
I'm that way with books, too. I like to turn a page. Don't give me a nook.
Right.
You know what I mean? I want to turn a page. Like
exactly. You know? So that's why I'm sticking to that because it's all going to go away anyway, you know?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Already a lot of shit is not on paper anymore, you know?
Completely. I mean, magazines. Yeah. When was the last time you heard a magazine?
Exactly. All the magazine stands are closed, you know?
It used to be a huge thing. You know, they'd be in all the salons and everything else are gone now.
I know.
I know.
There's nothing. So there's nothing physical, which means we can't go to the stores and buy the stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We used to go get videos. We'd get CDs, you know, tapes, shit, whatever, you know?
Mm-hmm. Record stores?
Record stores, books, you know?
Absolutely.
Toys, even for kids.
Everything.
None of that exists anymore, you know?
We have like Amazon and Temu and all these other sites.
We created it for ourselves.
We have.
You know, we can't blame ourselves because we want everything cheaper and more convenient.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, what kind of shopping do you go for? It's only clothes.
Cheap and convenient comes with its own problems too.
Exactly.
You know, think about women or men. You want cheap and convenient, we'll have some problems too.
I know.
Like might work out for a second, but
I know. But I mean, I'm tempted to get to order stuff on Amazon because you don't want to go to the store. You know,
completely.
Plus, they have everything there. You know, you don't have to go looking for it. You know,
it's difficult. Yeah, because you know, it used to be like. The most innovative place was Walmart that had everything.
Yeah.
Walmart used to be our in-house for Amazon.
Yeah.
Right. But now I don't even see people there anymore. Walmart, Target, things like that. I mean, Target is always hopping.
Yeah.
But I feel like
Walmart, I think too, you know, it's still happening, but.
Really? I haven't been to a Walmart in so damn long. I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah.
I don't know if
But they last because it gets a variety of things, you know, it's not just books or just. Records or whatever,
right?
They have everything, you know. They have clothes, they have food, they have
completely,
you know, bikes, they have everything, you know. So
anything you want, like anything you want, whether it's medical or not, you can get it there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
It's the craziest thing ever.
You can even buy a fucking gun.
I swear to God, right? You know what I mean? Luxury stuff you can get there. You can get pencil sharpeners. It's ever what you need.
Right. Yeah. And Costco too. You know, Costco. I know. Everybody loves Costco, you know.
I love Costco.
It's just that you go there and you spend so much money, you know.
All of it.
And shit you didn't know you needed.
Oh, I know I needed it.
Yeah.
I just didn't know I needed it until I got there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm a girl. So we need that.
But you go there and you get ideas of things that, you know, like you don't really need, you know, but you go, wow, this is cool. You know,
when my mama shops there because my mama will shop there and she'll send me stuff. Mm. What the fuck am I going to do with 87 Robitussins? You know what I mean? Like, what the fuck am I going to do with this? I can't even
buy it. I know, you have to buy a lot.
I mean, she loves me and I love her, but Jesus, where am I going to store this? You know what I mean? I feel like I should open my own Amazon store and sell my shit that my mama buys me back.
Yeah.
Because she buys me just like bulk of whatever.
Really?
Yeah. I don't even know. This stuff I actually don't need.
Yeah.
But that's just what a mother does. You know what I mean? I used to get in the car, leaving her house, and it was 4 miles up the road, and she used to run out. She's Italian. So, you know, it's just like any other culture. She was like, here, take this loaf of bread. I'm like, why? Mom, it's 4 miles up there. She's like, what if something happens to you? And I'm like, I'm going to need a loaf of bread to get me out of the situation.
Yeah.
You know, she's like, no, but what if you get hungry while you're waiting for police? I'm like, I'll walk back. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
waiting for police.
Yeah. Like, she's just like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She's a good
That's cool, though. You know? I
mean, it is. It's cute. I'll miss it when it's gone. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. It's cute.
Yeah. Is she, how old is she?
My mom is 69.
Oh, she's young.
Yeah, she is.
She's not going to go away for a while.
Yeah, my father left at 61, though.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's early. Yeah, what did he die of?
Pancreatic cancer.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's tough. My sister just had breast.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's scary.
It's super scary with that genetic line in my house.
I know.
You know what I mean? I'm like, oh
so
my God.
So do you go get checked and stuff to make sure? Yeah.
All the time. But I was geriatric from a long time ago. Yeah. In my early 20s, I was getting regular checkups and I would be waiting in the waiting room with people who were older before any of this happened. You know what I mean? My daughter would be like, you're the healthiest person I know. You just like are so preventative and this is the way medicine should be. Yeah. But yeah, it scared me tremendously.
Yeah. You know? Wow. Did you know, I mean, we're talking about Costco. Did you know that they barely make a profit off of their sales? All the money they make is from their membership. Did you know that?
That makes sense to me because the Starbucks is similar. Starbucks does that, you know, you have you have the Starbucks card and you can refill it like a gift card.
Right.
And a lot of their money is in reserves from those gift cards.
That's probably true. Yeah.
Yeah. It's, you know, because you can never hit it perfectly.
Right.
So, you know.
So, yeah. So that's why, you know, Costco can sell really cheap, you know.
Completely.
And that's why people go there.
They said they were doing away with their dollar hot dogs recently, too. There was a big storm about that on social media. I was like, what is happening at Costco right now? Everyone's up in arms about like hot dogs.
Yeah, because supposedly the guy that promoted it quit the company, you know. So
I'm taking my sale with me.
Probably going to go away with it.
Taking it with me. Yeah, I don't blame you, sir.
Yeah.
Take it to the grave.
But it's amazing. Wait a minute, because I read that maybe they don't do away with that. They're just going to make the food only for members because right now you don't have to be a member to buy the food.
Huh.
Yeah. I think they're going to keep the hot dog.
That's
what I was reading. Yeah.
All right then.
So yeah. So
my membership will not be wasted. In
yeah, exactly.
My kids want a hot dog. You got it, son. I've never eaten one, but I've heard like, apparently it's the best hot dog ever.
It's okay. You know,
it's okay.
A hot dog is a hot dog. You know, I mean,
Sam Review is always like lukewarm about things. So Sam's never like fired up about a damn thing.
No, that's not true.
So true. Tell me one thing you've been just like gung ho about. Thought so.
Recently?
Thought so. Gotcha.
Yeah. No, I can't think of anything. But
I can't either. It's okay though. It's funny.
Yeah.
It's like a personality trait. And it cracks me up because you aren't ever really super passionate about anything. You know what I mean? And it makes me
laugh.
Maybe I
just come across as like nonchalant about it.
You are. And it's funny. Yeah. You'll be like, nah, it's all right. Everyone will be like, oh my God, it's so good. And you're like, nah, it's all right. You know what I mean? Right. Like you're always the Czechoslovakian judge.
So what are you passionate about right now, for example?
Me?
Yeah.
Work.
Okay, well, I'm passionate about work too.
Definitely, work. I feel like it's first of all, it's like a game to me.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So it's that challenge. And then it's creating something for my children that they can have when something happens to me. And I know that's everyone's real mission.
Right.
But I think now more than ever, it's important. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can't just leave your kids with nothing. So, I began working really hard, you know, two and a half years ago. And I think that has become something that has taken over most of my life. During the day, anyway. During the time my kids are gone at school and I don't have anybody.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I'm doing the whole time.
I see. Can you talk about what it is that you do? Would you rather? No, I mean, I don't know. We didn't
really talk about it. Yeah, I mean, we can talk about parts of it. It's not a problem.
Yeah.
So, mostly in investing.
Okay.
So, enjoyed that a lot.
Yeah.
Learned
a lot.
So, what
do you do, like in stocks and shit?
No. More into properties, things like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, that's been a lot of what I've done.
Yeah.
Obviously, you know,
that's a good field to be in.
It is. I've learned so much from the guy that I'm with.
Uh-huh.
He's amazing at it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, not every time does someone have an eye for deals. He does.
Really?
He does. Yeah. He can spot bullshit a mile away.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
It is really cool.
So you manage all this stuff and everything? Is that how you do it?
Yeah. I mean, you know, you have to research and look into different things and kind of pay attention to what you're investing in. You know, then break your money outside of that again, reinvest, you know, hold things sometimes. So it's like a game, you know, it's like Monopoly. That's playing Monopoly in real life
really?
And I love it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's fun. It's really fun.
And real estate is a place to be in, you know?
It is commercial for sure.
Yeah. It's the most stable, I think, out of all, you know, like when you compare it to stocks and crypto and all this shit.
Absolutely.
Know? Except, you know, we have a new show here. You guys might want to check it out.
It's a crypto show?
It's called Tech Trends. Tech Trend Investments. It's on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Pacific, actually.
Oh, wow.
And they talk about investing in crypto. These guys have so much fucking money.
Really?
Because
she developed
AI bots that actually can figure out if it's going to go up or down, you know.
Based
pretty
on the
accurate.
Trends. Yeah.
Pretty accurately.
That's amazing.
I know. That's so really cool. I want to get into that too.
That's really cool. Yeah. I we joined a group.
And you know, it's risky. I mean, crypto is very risky. Super. Because it's like nothing, you know? When you buy stocks, it's like it represents a company.
Mm-hmm.
It represents something, you know, value. But crypto represents nothing. It's just like speculation, you know, people investing.
Yeah.
Just because people think it's going to go up. So people buy it, you know?
Right. And, you know, I think during the pandemic, people did really well on it and did really well with it.
Yeah.
I don't know if we're there yet.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if we're there yet.
Well, you see, what happens is they're coming out with a lot of new ones. So they call them tokens. So if they release one, it starts with like $0.00001 per one, you know?
Right.
So then you know that if it's going to grow by just, you know,
a fraction,
you're doubling your money, you know? So.
Do you know who the owner of Bitcoin is?
No.
I would never get involved with crypto based on it.
Really?
Period.
Why? What do you mean owner? There's an owner to Bitcoin? I don't think so.
Well, okay.
Maybe the guy that created it or something.
Yeah. Well, the intelligence behind it. Okay. The owner of the intelligence behind it, right? We'll talk about it later. Okay. But yeah, I would never invest in any crypto based on it.
Really?
I don't care how much money is being made.
Making a lot of money, yeah.
I don't care how much money is going to be made. Yeah. You know what I mean? I don't care. And that's another thing is investing with integrity.
Yeah.
You know, knowing who you're putting your money with.
That's and true.
It's huge. Yeah. It's imperative. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's something he also taught me as well, you know, investing with integrity. He's like, you know, not only should you have viewpoints about the way the world should work, but you should invest in those viewpoints.
I see.
So
invest in what you believe.
Completely.
Yeah.
Completely.
Yeah. That goes with stocks too. You know, I mean, buy something that you know.
Right.
Something that you like, something that you know is successful, you know. Mm-hmm. Don't mess with companies you don't even know anything about them.
Right, you know? Right. Yeah, you have no idea what's going to happen.
Yeah.
You have no idea what's going to happen.
Like right now, the hottest thing is NVIDIA, you know. They make chips for the computers that run AI and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, they've been around for a long time making graphics chips for computer games and video games.
They've grown with the times.
So some people actually bought stock back then at like $10. Now it's almost $1,000. So just think about that.
Yeah. No, listen, you know? those are good numbers if you have $250,000 to put in the market.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm not looking for a $1,000 flip. Yeah. I'm looking for more. You know
what
I mean?
No, I'm just saying that, you know, way back when.
Oh, totally. No, I agree with you.
Maybe not $1,000. You put $10,000 and today it's like, you know, went up by $1,000. You got $1,000,000.
I agree with you. But here's the thing is what I would encourage people to do. Put some money into the market.
Right.
Don't put a lot of money.
No, not a lot. Not
you should
all
make your money first.
Right.
And then go through and invest.
Yeah, of course.
You Does it make sense?
Yeah, you don't want to invest.
Don't
money
rely on the market
you don't
to make
have.
Rich.
Right.
Yeah, it won't happen. You know, unless you have 200, you know, $250,000, you know, $500,000, $1,000,000 to put in the market.
Right. Exactly.
That's you're not going to make around. Huge returns. Yeah. I mean, now if you're someone with a daytime job and then you invest and kind of like, you know, modestly invest, that's fine too. You
right.
know what I mean?
Right.
But if you're thinking that the stock market's gonna make you a ton of money, if you don't have a lot of money you're putting into it. Nah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I tried day trading for a while, but that is like extremely risky too, you know, because
and you were day trading last time we talked. And you were doing what were you doing? Were you doing you weren't doing swing trading, were you?
Well, no.
I can't remember what you had told me you were doing, but you were doing
I was doing some day trading probably, but not for a long time, you know. I learned it online and this guy was teaching it and it's like really fast. I mean it's like it works in seconds. I mean, there's different ways to do it.
Right.
You know, but the bottom line is you buy and you sell almost at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't okay. sit on it for more than a day.
Yeah.
You don't let it sit there overnight.
Swing trades,
You have to you have to sell everything before the day is over.
My ex-husband
because
that,
you don't know what's going to happen overnight.
Yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
So I tried that for a while, but I realized, you know, it's too risky because I mean, in seconds, it's like, you know, prices go up, prices go down.
They do.
And you're investing in like cents,
mm-hmm.
you know, but it adds up. It adds up a lot, you know. And I mean, people make a lot of money in it, but you really have to know what the hell you're doing, you know, and have.
There's an investing group that talks really regularly. A bunch of Ray Dalio's guys that talk regularly. And I look at that a lot.
Yeah.
But you have to like pay to join in on the group.
Okay.
So, and they have like a group text situation that happens.
Mm-hmm.
It's like 11 or 12 people. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But these are the same
that's
guys.
All.
That's it. That's because that's all the people that can do it. So, so we started doing that and they have really good really good market advice. Really good market advice.
Really.
But now we're in a place where we can put more into the market. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to do it if it was just like one or two shares, right? Yeah.
No, of course.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
you know, you wanna be diversified too, you know. You
don't completely
put all your eggs in one basket.
That
sucks.
No. I mean, I don't rely on that for sustaining my family at all.
Yeah.
It's the fringe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But real estate works for you.
Part of it. Yeah. That's a portion
of it.
That's
also long term. I mean,
it is. Know, right? It is. Like there's, you know, like a 6-year situation. You know what I mean?
Right.
Especially with commercial and stuff like that. So, but for the most part, that's a portion of what we do. And it's probably the portion I enjoy the most because it's like a game. You know what I mean? It's fun. You don't know what's going to happen. So it's stimulating. It's, you know, you have to stay on your toes and it keeps you sharp.
Yeah.
I enjoy it.
Good.
Well,
it fits your personality. You know?
Listen. I don't know what fits my personality. That's for damn sure.
Yeah,
I don't
know
what fits my personality. The jury's still out on that one.
Well, I'm telling you, you know.
All right, then. No, that's you sound passionate about that.
You know. No, you know you're pretty outgoing and everything. You know, you're full of
energy. I am, but my social battery. You know? This is why I love radio and why I love like podcasts, because it's like I can have a conversation and a bunch of people can hear it, but I don't have to talk to a lot of people.
Right.
Because I get my social battery will drain.
Really?
You know what I mean? Because my head is working on other things.
Right.
Does that make sense? Like as a mother, I'm working about thinking about my kids and work. I'm thinking about work.
Right.
Whatever else I have on the schedule, my partner, my boyfriend, you know, I think about those things all the time. So for me, it can be like, I enjoy anything that's like smaller groups.
Yeah.
Because I feel like you can connect better too.
That's true.
I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
When I had done EDC and done, you know, radio coverage for that years ago. Oh my God. You know what I mean? Like, it's just not my thing. Like, I don't hate festivals. I don't love them. You know what I mean? But like, it was a lot of work to be around a lot of people.
Yeah.
So anything that involves small groups or something like that, I'm down. I'm in. Sign me up.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, my daughter revealed to me that she likes basketball. I didn't know that. She started like liking basketball.
How'd she do with March
Madness? Let's go. What?
When'd she go with March Madness? Did she make a bracket?
No, I don't think so.
My sister wins every year at her local.
I don't know if she does or not. I didn't ask her. I'll ask her about
it. Yeah, you should
ask her. But the reason I brought it up is because I took her to a game last week, right?
Lakers?
And we were at Clippers, actually.
All right, I'll let it go. I'll let it slide.
Actually, but they're
the Lakers are trash, but it's
fine. Exactly. The Clippers are doing better than the Lakers
are trash,
today.
But...
So we went to the crypto.com stadium. Right?
Oh, yeah.
And we go up there and she had me buy the tickets like in the front row.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, you know, but way up there, not the
floor seats.
Not floor seats.
Those front row of this section.
Right.
Got it.
So we go up there and it's pretty high.
Mm-hmm.
And we walk into our seats and the railing next to it, right, mm-hmm. is lower than my knees when I'm standing up. I thought, all you have to do is make a little mistake and you're falling.
Oh my
50
God.
Fucking, you know, like 5 stories.
A little mistake.
People.
That's a lifetime mistake right there.
You know?
Yeah.
And I thought, so I sat down. I was like clutching my seat. I told her, I can't sit here. You know?
Oh my God.
It's
I don't like heights
move,
either.
You know?
I don't like heights.
Yeah.
I don't do heights, even in hotels and stuff
But it's like you're a few inches away from your death. How can you sit there?
Baby doll, let me teach you something as a former mortician.
Yeah.
Every day of your life, you're a few inches away from your death. You just don't realize it.
That's
don't think about it. You know what I mean?
You
don't think about it that much. But the truth is
right,
every day of your life.
If I'm aware of it, I don't want to do it. You know,
I'm
trying
to avoid
it.
Hell
no.
Don't put me on any damn balcony. It's a no for me, dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So and she didn't want to move. I'm like, you're out of your mind. I'm like full of anxiety here, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to get into the game at all. So
just
finally we moved
next
a little bit.
Sweating, like,
I know. I could focus on it. So we moved a little bit backwards and that was fun, you know. But my question is, how come nobody ever fell that we heard about, you know? I mean, if somebody ever fell, we would know about it.
We would
know
about it.
It would be a big deal.
It would be a big deal.
But how come nobody ever
fell? I'm sure the people below would find it a super big deal.
I would be the first one.
I'd be the first one to complain if I was going to meet them.
You know?
That'd be a two-for-one special.
People probably actually stand up there and cheer and shit, you know?
And get drunk.
Yeah, and get drunk.
That's risky.
Risky
behavior.
Fuck.
Mm-mm. I don't do it.
I know.
Count me out. Count me the hell out. I'm with you, Sam.
I don't remember feeling scared like this in a long time.
I become to the person where I have worked so hard at this point. I have done so much. If I can't pull up and walk in and I'm sitting next to, I'm not going.
Yeah.
And it's not to be disrespectful or anything, it's because of the same shit you're talking about right here.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, it's just, I don't, if I can't just, if it's not easier for me,
right,
count me out. You know what I mean? Like, I don't even want to mess with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anything that's going to bring me anxiety is a no. Yeah. You know, it's just a no.
Exactly. You know, yeah. You got to stay away from that shit.
Hell yeah, you do.
Yeah. So you were a mortician once. That's right.
I was. Yeah.
What was that like?
Weird, huh? No, it was better because everyone around me didn't have a problem. You know, their problems were gone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? True. So it was really easy work. It was interesting work.
People.
It required a lot of compassion with families, which, you know, I particularly had at that point in my life.
Yeah.
It's not that I don't now. Right. You know what I mean? But, you know, I got into it. My ex-husband still does it. My daughters grew up in a funeral home the first few years of their life. We lived in one.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
Do you like prepare the body and everything for the wake and all that?
Yep. What? I wasn't a mommer. I did. It was really interesting. You know what I mean?
So you have to take out the guts all of it. And everything?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Well, no. Okay. You don't take out the guts, but you do have to. So I don't upset anybody. You do have to. No, I'm like, I always have to be careful. You do have to remove and exsanguinate the body. So you have to remove the blood, and then you have to remove the gases and all of the blood from the inside of the body in a different process.
Yeah,
called aspiration.
Wow.
Yeah.
How morbid.
I mean, yes and no. I always feel like nurses are more morbid than I am because I don't want to see someone screaming, hurting, in pain. Their appendages falling off. Like if you're done, you're done. It's over. I can help you get back to. I can restore you back to your original condition before your family sees you. I couldn't do a nurse's job.
Yeah.
No, hell no. I don't have no interest in that.
Yeah. God. Do the bodies always go to the morgue before they come to the mortician there? Or
morgue as in like the hospital?
The hospital,
Yes and no.
Or do they only do that for autopsy? Like that?
So autopsies go to the state, generally, unless it's a private autopsy.
Right.
And they always do the transportation and stuff for that. And then generally, they'll get them before we do, and then we get them. It's a different embalming process for them because they've been filleted. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
The nicest way I can say it. You know, if you can avoid one, avoid one.
Yeah. Good thing there's people that are actually willing to do that kind of work. You know,
if I were ever went to med school, autopic pathology was what I would want to do.
Really?
I would want to perform them. Yeah, because I'm too nosy. I want to know what happened.
Right.
You know, in every sense of the word.
Could you be a first responder
so
you can see bodies? And mashed up and shit like that.
I mean, it's not that. It's the ones that are living that would kill me. You know, you walk up on a car scene and then the mom's dead and the kid's in the back of the car.
Yeah,
and
the body's mangled and shit like that, you know.
Okay. Couldn't do that. I have a big heart, but I would be emotionally unwell at that job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I think, you know, we should have a lot of respect for the police, if nothing else, just for having to deal with that shit, you know.
Completely. Even when I get pulled over, if I've done something wrong, you have to respect them. I mean, that's a difficult job. You know what I mean?
It is.
No one's signing up to do it right now. And even the Navy has like they're down in enrollment.
Really?
Oh my God. Yeah. Well, what's the incentive? You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Right now,
nobody appreciates it.
Not anymore.
People want to defund the police. They treat cops like shit, you know.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And you know, I mean, they leave every day the house not knowing if they're going to come back alive, you know.
And their families, the things, they're like the poor guy in New York recently, you know what I mean? Young baby, young wife, just doing his job. Just doing his job.
Right.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's absolutely ridiculous. You know? I know that there's casualties that happen like in the military too that will happen. But I don't understand anybody who could make it difficult on someone who's trying to help your community.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just don't understand that at all.
Yeah.
They're trying
to clean up. The people that don't care about the community, the people that fucking go out and steal shit, you know?
Seem to be a lot of them.
I mean, because if you're a law-abiding citizen, why would you be against the cop, you know?
That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, even when I've done something, I deserve a ticket.
Right.
I'm still respectful because, you know what? I mean, that's fine. He's doing his job. And
exactly.
I was doing whatever. And I haven't got a ticket in years.
Somebody has to do it,
you know? Is this wood? Let it be.
Yeah.
Lord. Show up for me right now if never, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I don't get that at all.
Yeah.
And it's getting worse and worse. I feel bad for New Yorkers right now.
Yeah.
New Yorkers are going through it.
Yeah.
That city is.
Yeah, a lot of homeless and migrants and shit like that.
Just
you know?
Brutality happening on the streets. You know what I mean? And it's tough.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter who you are.
They cleaned up New York, but now it's back to the shit. You know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I remember in New York in like the 70s and 80s.
Yeah.
Yeesh. You know what I mean? But it's looking this guy in that direction again.
Yeah.
I'm just like, oh my God.
I know.
You know what I mean? But it's wild. It sucks.
Yeah, it is wild, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. No, I try not to get too political.
And the weather, like, yeah, I know we won't. But and the weather there sucks too. You know, I mean, for the most part, it's not as great. You know,
it's a beautiful city.
It is.
It's like no other city. You know what I mean? Like, it's incredible. You can walk in the dingiest, dirtiest building, but then the inside is incredible.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Have you ever done that? Gone to a restaurant and been like, oh my God, where are we eating? And then we go in and you're like, oh shit, it's like beautiful in here.
I know.
Yeah.
But some places are dumps there too, I'm sure. You know, in some of the
it's the streets
older
there.
Buildings and shit.
Yeah, it's the streets there. Yeah. Free dumpster.
Yeah, the streets. And, you know, I mean, and you get a small apartment there, like a studio apartment. You can barely move inside of it. You know, and it costs you like $5,000 or something.
It's crazy.
You know?
I don't know
how people can actually live there, you know? It's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, you'd have to, like, people who are definitely not super well off, you'd have to have, like, a roommate situation. That's it's almost like, look, I will say this. It's almost like L.A. Definitely, they have significantly better real estate than we do as far as, like, prices go. You know what I mean? Like, there are, you know, brownstones selling for...
more expensive even than...
You know? Yeah. Right, but we, I mean, we have the same feedback when people move here.
Right.
You know, it's like, it's so expensive to live there. It requires you to live with roommates, and that's a difficult situation. That's a hard time to find a job. Like, it's difficult to make it in a big city. You have to be super determined when you moved here.
You really do.
Super, if you're not from here.
Yeah. And yet, a lot of people come here with nothing, hoping to make it in entertainment. And, God, you know, you have to get in line, you know. There's a lot of people waiting for that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not trying to you know, shit on anyone's dream, you know what I mean? But at the same time,
I know, but that's the reality.
Yeah, you know, it's an oversaturated market. Like, how many people, you know, acting requires so much.
Right.
You know, like, think about people like Cillian Murphy, right? Anytime he plays in a role, I believe him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That requires so much talent, and people underrate that, I think. They think that I just have a face for acting, or I have a whatever for acting.
Right.
But it takes actual skill.
It really does, you know?
I mean, and I think people underrate that.
Yeah.
So,
and not only that, but there's so many people fighting for the same jobs, for the same roles, you know?
Completely. Even people who are already A-listers are still fighting for the same stuff. You know what I mean? So it's not it's not like, you know, you're just going to walk in and take an A-lister's role.
Right.
It's not going to happen.
No. Yeah.
Los Angeles, man.
I know. Hollywood, you know? People think Hollywood is such a big deal, you know?
Let's talk about Hollywood, shall we?
Hollywood is a concept. Because when you go to the Hollywood Boulevard, it's nothing impressive, you know? So Hollywood is a concept, you know? It's something that happens.
It used to be. It used to be when movies were shot here. It used to be when we had a lot of recording studios here. So much has moved out.
Yeah.
You know, people are filming in Georgia now because it's cheaper and it's like the taxes are much better.
Yeah.
So, but you know, let's talk about Hollywood for a second. There are some big stories that broke this week.
Like what?
The one with Puff Daddy?
Oh, yeah.
What do you think about that?
P. Diddy is his name now, no?
I don't even care what he's doing or what his name
is. Yeah, P. Diddy. But I mean, about all the trafficking and sex abuse.
How do you feel about it? What's your thought process on it?
Well, they haven't proved anything yet, but it's like, I wouldn't be surprised, you know. All these guys get in such a powerful position that they think the whole world is theirs and they can do whatever the hell they want.
It's true.
You know?
It's true.
And so you're seeing big names get involved in all this shit all the time,
I am. And it's wild because it's like when you live here, you hear this chatter a lot, right? You hear girls that say that they go to parties and the experiences that they've had, NDAs don't hold. Let me look at the camera. I don't know if y'all know this. NDAs do not hold, okay? Stop getting women to sign them. They don't. Look at Donald Trump right now. They don't hold, okay? Like, and I love them. But the truth is like, you know what I mean? They just don't.
Yeah.
But people will tell their stories and their experiences. There are too many commonalities. Do you know what I mean? There are too many times you've heard the same thing. And there are too many people that hate this man.
Yeah.
And his name has been mentioned too many times.
Really?
Throughout the years.
Yeah.
With all these allegations in mind.
Right.
And, you know, it's like when the news story first broke in my head and in my heart, I was like, he did it. You know what I mean? And I'm not somebody who's like judge, jury, executioner.
Right.
But every piece of information that has come out has felt grimy and has felt like there are too many correlations between him and Michael Jackson, too.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
No.
Oh, my God. You have to look at all this stuff. His bodyguard is the same bodyguard that showed up first on scene when Michael Jackson died. And they were saying that, like, Michael Jackson was killed. He wasn't, like.
You think so? Do you believe it?
I think conspiracy theories are abundant.
Uh-huh.
I think you'd be careful what you ingest, but I think there has to be a truth to portions of it. There has to be. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, there has to be a truth, because there was like all these allegations that Michael Jackson was facing.
Right. But it's just, it's hard for me to believe, because there's too many people investigating this shit, you know?
And that's the thing, is that
whether it's like the police, media, you know.
That's the thing, is that they're saying that the police department was involved in a lot of this, and they have names for the police officers that are involved that were bought.
Really?
Yeah. It is. I'll send you the podcast I listen to. It is the craziest thing ever. And it's a legit podcast. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's legit. She has like several million followers.
But don't you think if there was even a bit of evidence, they would try and try these people? You know, I mean.
They tried to try Epstein, didn't they?
Yeah.
Tried it.
Well.
What happened?
Yeah. Well, you know. Yeah.
So I feel like that's the thing, is like, people always end up dying or going missing. It's never, you know what I mean? People who have information, they never end up saying. It's okay. He's gone. I agree with you on that one. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But no, I'm saying, even if they die or something, but at least there's something there, you know? I mean, I never heard about the guard and all that shit.
Oh my God. There's like, they named off police officers that are, and even attorneys, even people who are involved. Like, you would be, I'll tell you more about it later. Some of the names, if I said one of the names right now, you'd be like, Jesus Christ.
Really?
You know? Absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely.
That's pretty wild, man.
It is. It is, because it's like, once these things fall apart, I feel like I think a lot of people will learn you can't trust anything.
Yeah.
You really can't. Yeah. I mean, even elections, things like that, I don't feel like they're trustworthy.
Yeah. I know. There's so much bullshit out there, you know?
It really is. I think everything is heavily manipulated. And I think the more we learn about it, the more we understand it.
Right.
I mean, I don't think we can ever really correct it, though. Yeah. People are always going to be corrupt.
No.
Whether it's a church or,
you can't reverse it. You can't put the genie back in the bottle, you know?
No.
And, you know, I started talking about what I read in the paper when we got sidetracked, but there was an article about how schools now are experiencing deep fake AIs where they put the heads of girls over naked bodies.
Yeah.
You know? And this is causing a lot of pain to a lot of people.
There's a boy
and
who killed himself over it.
This is only the beginning, you know?
There's a boy who killed himself over it.
Yeah.
Hmm? He's 16 years old.
Yeah.
Someone tried to blackmail him.
That's true. Instead
of sending it to your family.
Yeah.
My cousin, who is phenomenal, wrote an amazing book, but he's doing a documentary on it right now and interviewed his father.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's worrisome. And so, because now, I mean, the biggest thing is you don't know what to believe anymore, you know?
Mm-hmm.
What happened to truth now? It's relative, you know? And it's only getting worse. I mean, it's only starting now.
Truth is more subjective these days. You know what I mean? Like, and it's kind of,
my
it's
truth
very,
is not like your truth.
100%.
Which is like, what is this, you know? I mean,
100%.
This is just one truth, you know? I mean,
absolutely.
Either something is or it isn't, you know?
Mm-hmm. And listen, there are too many things out there right now. Like, there's one popular figure, and I love him, and everyone else cannot stand him. Well, not everyone else cannot stand him. I shouldn't say that.
Yeah.
He's very polarizing, right? Andrew Tate.
Okay.
I find him charismatic and hilarious. Not in like a, you know, an interesting way as far as like, I just think he is beyond being honest about everything that he knows. And that's like 50 Cent, same thing. Beyond being, Cat Williams, same thing. Like, all these men that have like this influence and power that are being honest and at least pushing in the right direction, go get them. You know what I mean? Like, go get them. Like, Cat Williams is the first person that came out talking about these allegations recently on the Shannon Sharpe show. Did you see it?
No.
What?
No.
Okay. It is like, it was like the most popular interview maybe 3 months ago.
Who is it?
Cat Williams.
Cat Williams.
Yes.
I don't even know who the fuck that is. Cat Williams? Who is that? No, tell me.
Cat Williams is probably, he's like super short.
Uh-huh.
But he's a comedian and he's hilarious.
Oh, okay.
And he came out with all these allegations saying, hey, things are about to fall apart, not just for him, but for a lot of people.
Wow.
And I was offered a lot of money to do a lot of different things and I never took it. And these are the same people I'm talking about who are saying they're like, even Elon Musk. He's like, I was offered a lot of money to do a lot of things I shouldn't have done and I didn't take it. And a lot of these people who are saying I didn't take the offer are coming through. That's why the word the Matrix is showing up, because people are saying red pill, blue pill.
Uh-huh.
You get a chance to do one or the other.
Right.
I think that's why that you know, is such a popular comparison when people say, oh, the Matrix is real. It's like they're just really referencing the movie, but they're saying like they'll give you a chance to say, hey, this is this or this is that.
Right.
You know, we want you to push this agenda. We want you to talk about this stuff. We basically control you because you have all this blackmail on you.
That's true.
And if you don't do it, then we're going to release all the blackmail.
Yeah. Shit, man.
Release it.
That's pretty bad. Well, Leo, we're out of time.
How?
Yeah.
How did we get here? It was so fast.
I know. Thank you so much for joining
Thank
us.
Thank you for having me.
You're
Sam.
Amazing.
It's always a pleasure.
You know, and it's nice to see you again.
Yeah, you too.
And I'm glad to hear you're doing well. I'm really happy for you.
Thank you so much. I'm glad you're doing good too. Yeah.
Yeah. It's nice to see people happy.
It is, especially when you've gone through a journey with them. You know what I mean? And you know all of it. It's good. It's good to see the opposite side.
It's true.
Yeah. Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Of course. And we'll see you back here, I'm sure.
Of course.
Every once in a while.
Of course.
That's cool. All right, everybody. Thank you all for joining us, and we'll see you all tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning, only on LA Talk Radio.